My name is Jacqueline Nguyen. I'm 17 years old. Today is May 27th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Aang Deng, who is my grandma, and we are recording this interview in Anaheim, California. What was your childhood like?
My title is now I retire already.
Yeah.
Before, I work for the school district, Inglewood Unified School District. Mm-hmm. I work for the government.
Oh, yeah. Like, your childhood, come
on. I was born in Vietnam,
yeah.
In the North Vietnam, and I born very happy with my family because on this side, we don't have the communists in our country. My parent is a rich people, so my dad have a plan who the plan.
Ngoại muốn nói tiếng Việt được, nói tiếng Việt đi.
Tôi sinh ra ở Việt Nam, North Vietnam. Trong một gia đình khá giả, bố tôi là chủ hãng máy bay Otrek. My dad is like the people who own airline company. So we live with very happy and think. Until I grow up, my dad passed away before the communists took over my country. I married with my husband. He's the pilot for the Vietnamese Air Force, and I have five kids, four girls and one boy. In 1975, the communists took over my country. They put my husband on jail because my husband is a pilot in the Air Force of Vietnam. So they put my husband on re-education camp for 10 years. I escaped the country before because I work for Air France. Air France stewardess, then the governor of Air France intervened with the communists for me, and five kids left the country legally. So I left the country legally in 1980, and I came to the USA with my five kids, four girls and a boy, and we don't have any money on me because the communists, when they took over my country, they kicked me and the whole family out of the house. We have the big house, and they kicked us out of my house. And they took everything. They took all of my money on the bank, and they kicked me and five kids, four girls and a boy, out of the house without any penny. So I had communists. And I'm glad that before I worked as a stewardess for Air France. So before the communists come to took over my country, I worked for Air France. So the government of France intervened with the communists, mm-hmm. to let me go out the country legally, not escape by boat. So me and my five kids, four girls and a boy, left the country in 1980.
Can you tell what was the one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The most difficult moment is the time since 1975 to 1980, 5 years before I left my country, before I leave it, very happy and think because I'm Air France, stewardess, I can get out of my country, I can go see the work, everything. But on 1975, when the communists took over my country, they put my husband on jail.
Yeah.
They took my house. They kicked me out of my house. And I'm with 5 kids, no house. And they took all of the money that I have on the bank. So I become poor with 5 kids on my hand.
Yeah.
And all of my kids on this time is very young. My last kid is the boy. I have 4 girls and a boy. And when my boy is only 18 months, we don't have any money, we don't have anything. So I have to come to my aunt, and she gave us some money to survive. And she gave us I can live on her house. My aunt is a very random people before the communists coming, because he's very rich. So now she lost all of the money too, and us too, all of the money that we have on the bank, we lost it. And they kicked me out. They don't let me continue to work as a stewardess for Air France, because they scared that if I can continue to work, I get out of my country illegal. They want to keep me. They don't want to let me go. And my husband is a pilot on the government before. He's a lieutenant colonel pilot, helicopter pilot. My husband learned how to fly to become the pilot in Houston, Texas, here. And when he come back with the decree pilot, he's on the military lieutenant colonel. And they put my husband on jail for 10 years. When they come to my country, took over my country, they put my husband on jail right away. So I am with 5 kids, no money, no how, nothing. But fortunately, my aunt had seen high some money, so she gave it to me so I can survive. And I tried to contact with my company, because I'm an Air France stewardess, ground stewardess, and the government at France intervened with the communist, make communist let me and my 5 kids out of the country by Air France. I'm the one that's very lucky. The other have to escape by boat and thing, and they die on the sea, but I can leave my country with Air France airplane. So I think that I'm very I have a lot of chance, and I'm very happy for that. Because with 5 kids on hand, I cannot escape by the country by boat.
Yeah. Malaika, what do you miss about Vietnam?
Before the communists coming, my country is very good.
Yeah.
Everybody happy and thing. And I go to France, I can go to France, I go to USA, I go any, because I'm a stewardess, I can go any country. I don't have any problem.
Các cái bên ngoài cái thích ở Việt Nam á, rồi ngoài mà không có ở đây, không có ở trong America mà có Việt Nam, mà có miss any of that, hay cái thích
Because like now I live in this country, I live in the USA more than I live in the country, because like when I am now 71 years old, and when I left my country, that the communists take over my country, and I have to do all the thing that I can do to get out of my country. Mm-hmm. I only 30 something, so I live on the USA a lot more time than my childhood. So I think that now, because somebody, if they ask me if I want to come back, even with no communists, I don't want to come back. I want to live here, because I live here more Thai, a lot than my country. So right now, I forgot my country.
Oh, you
I'm 71 years old, but I left my country when I'm 28, 29 years old, and now I'm 71. Mm-hmm. So I live in the USA more than live in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. And when I came here with 5 kids, I don't have any money, but the government can give me money because I'm like 5 kids and me. And so for the first 3 months, because I don't have any money, I have to ask for the money that they give it to us, because I because like we run now the communists, so the American give me the money as a mother with 5 kids, and so I don't want it to make it like that. I go search for the work, and I start to work right away. After 3 months and a half that I'm here, and I go, I don't know anything, but I read the newspaper every day to find a job for me, to have money to take care of my kid. I don't want to receive the money from the government, but because I'm thin, young, I can work. So when I found the job with Coleman Banker, I never do accounting, but because I when I'm at home, I'm like a steward, air friend stewardess, so I never do accounting. But I thank you that because I read the
newspaper,
lotions and let people that they call when banker and look for a secretary for accounting, and I come to interview the lady. I never forgot Doreen. I thank you her because I don't have the degree in English. I have the degree, bachelor degree in French language when I'm at home, but I don't have the here, and I never, because back home I'm a ground stewardess. I don't do any accounting, and I go ask for the job at Coleman Banker, and the Doreen is like the manager of the payroll department, interviewed me. She asked me, you to speak English with friend accent, and how come you don't know anything about accounting and you go apply for accounting? I answer her, because I don't want to receive the money. I can work. I don't want to receive the money from the government. It's no good. So I say that, and I never forgot. Even now, it's like 30 something, almost 40. I still thank you, Doreen, because I don't know anything about the accounting. She still hired me because she liked me. I don't want to get money free from the government, American government, but I want to go work right away with 5 kids. Yeah. So she hired me. Mm-hmm. I don't have experience. I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. She hired me, and she had to train me for 4 months before I can do accounting clerk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And after that, I worked for Coleman Banker for a few years, and I come back to school, and I graduate with bachelor degree at the Cal State Dominguez Hill University. Mm-hmm. And when I have the degree on hand, my salary go up, and I go work for some company. Then I work for Coleman Banker. Mm-hmm. They give me the supervisor of the accounting mm-hmm. department. I'm the boss, and I continue to work with them until I retire. And I thank God that they let me, when I'm come here, I don't want to receive the money without payback or thing. Mm-hmm. So I have my degree, and I go to work. I take care of my five kids myself. So I thank you, America, mm-hmm. that they let me work with them. And I thank you, Doreen, because if she did not hire me, I don't know, I don't have money for pay for the mm-hmm. house, for food for my kid. So mm-hmm. now I have five kids, four girls, boy, but everybody is good. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy because after that I work for Englewood Unified School District, and I retire with Englewood Unified School District. I'm the payroll manager at the Englewood Unified mm-hmm. School District.
Yeah. Where's Wyatt? Was he around for this? Your husband?
My husband joined me 10 years after mm-hmm. because when I get out the country, mm-hmm. my husband is on communist jail mm-hmm. because my husband is a helicopter yeah. pilot, and he went to Texas to have the pilot yes. degree, but the communist said that he's a spy them, mm-hmm. the American let my husband sign them, so they put my husband on jail for 9 years. Yeah. And when my husband get out, me and my five kids is in the USA already.
Yeah.
So we separate with him for an 8 year mm-hmm. and a half when he's on jail. Mm-hmm. And after that, when he get out of jail, we are in the USA. So me and my husband for the whole life, we separate two times for 16 years,
mm.
and I'm the one who take care of my five kids mm-hmm. when I'm here. But I think I'm proud because I don't want to ask for money. I just go from work and take care of my kid. My mom helped me in this time. I mm-hmm. thank you, my mom too. She helped me take care of the kids when I go work. So, and I thank you, the American that let me work and think. I now, if somebody asks me if I want to come back to Vietnam, mm-hmm. I don't want to come back yeah. because I hate coming here.
Yeah. One more question. So since this is being recorded and put on the archives, do you what would you like to say to any future generations? Like, if I have kids or if my kids will have kids, what would you like to say to them? Any advice or anything you want to say to them?
No, I want to let them know, even my grandkids and thing. I said that if you don't have something that you like, don't worry, because if you do own your best and you don't care if you work hard or not, but you are honest, you don't go to steal, you don't go to do something bad, it's good for them. So I want all of my grandkids have graduate university mm-hmm. and become the good people for the America, because I thank you, the American, that they let me in here And that they from the beginning, I don't know anything. I thank you, Miss Doreen, that she hired me so I can have money to take care of my kid without mm-hmm. asking money from the government.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Bongwai. This has been an interview with Eng Deng, my grandma, who escaped Vietnam in the 1980s. Really. Come on, Bongwai.
Welcome.
Yeah.